Thank you. Thank you, God, for smiling upon us and keeping us and blessing us and allowing that anger to behave one more time. God, we don't take it lightly this morning. You didn't have to do it, but you did it. You spared us one more time. You blessed us all week long with our spouses, our children and grandchildren, our relatives, our loved ones, even with our folks. And God, we say thank you. So God, we come boldly before your throne of grace and mercy, realizing that you are still in control. You're still sitting on your throne. You are still the pilot of this plane, the captain of the ship. So God, we are still leaning and depending on you. We are still trusting in you. You are wise, all powerful. You everywhere at the same time. What a powerful God. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. What a powerful God. You spoke and said, let there be light, and light appeared. What a powerful God. So God, we bow before you this morning. And God, we confess our sins. Whether it's thought, word, or deed. Sin of omission and the sin of commission. Sin that we don't even know that we sin. And the one that we know that we sin, you know. We confess it this morning. Create us a new heart and renew a right spirit within us. During this Lenten season, rip our hearts. Not our clothing, not our shirts, not our jackets. But tear our hearts. That's real repentance. I'll change my walk when you rip my heart. I'll change my talk when you rip my heart. I'll change my attitude when you rip my heart. Rip my heart this morning. Have mercy upon us. Now, God, we just pray tonight on our request this morning. Have thine way. Bless every person around the sound of my weak voice. Be with them. Use them one more time. Now, God, be with the choir members. Be with our musicians. Give them a double portion of your anointing. Strengthen them with a weak and bend them with a torn down. Have thy way in your pulpit. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. You're worthy to be praised. And you're worthy of our praise. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
You don't know He's unholy. Thank you. And I
Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the Mount Ethaman, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark.
Amen.
Celebration and the feast.
female groups in the church are the stewardesses, the WM, the Women's Missionary Society, and the female ushers. So Pastor White will get all that clarified in just a few days. Amen. Amen. The dancers, the youth dancers, received a very exciting, well, they were bragging on them really heavily, and they sent money to back it up. So whenever they're in the sanctuary, we like to share that so that they can hear it and be recognized. Also, we celebrated Read Across America this past week, and if you read to any children anywhere, would you wave your hand? Amen. Let's give God a big clap of praise for that. And maybe we can do it not just that week, and just make a habit of that. Amen. We also want to call your attention to a text that we hope that you received from Pastor White this week. It reads, John Chapel Avenue Church presents Ministry Fair and Vision Casting Sunday, March 23rd at 1 p.m. Join us for an afternoon of vision, fellowship, and discovery. Learn about the ministries within our church and find where God is calling you to serve. Light refreshments will be provided. We're asking all auxiliary presidents and organizational board leaders to share information about your ministries. Let's build together for the future. For more details, contact Pastor White. But that's all auxiliary leaders. Please heed Pastor White's instructions. Amen? Amen. Now we call your attention to page 5 of the bulletin. You'll hear more and more about our concert that's coming up 1 week from yesterday. And I'm sure Sister Nikki will have more to add to that announcement. We have a fundraiser this weekend. Praise the Lord for all of you who contributed towards the fundraisers. And we pray that everyone did set their clocks forward by 1 hour. Amen? Amen. On page 7, we're highlighting the Lent season and also reminding everyone that March 21st and 22nd, the Episcopal District Son of Allen will be here at John's Chapel. We're the host. Please see Brother Franklin Simmons, Son of Allen members of Pastor White for more details. And Bishop McAllister is scheduled to preach. You'll get a chance to hear him. Amen. Alzheimer's Awareness Month. You see those details right there. See Sister Sanders for more details concerning that on the conference level. Amen. Our birthdays and then, first of all, our prayer concerns. You see our list. Please continue to keep those in prayer who are listed on the bulletin. And also, we're happy to announce that Sister Betty Simmons is home from the hospital and doing well. Amen. Amen. Can we give God a hand for praying? Amen. Also, I saw Sister Constance Jones come in. It's good to see her. She's been on caregiver duties. That means that Sister Lucy and her nephew are doing well. So let's give God a hand for praying. Amen. Also a reminder, the day of service, donations, they're still accepting them. Please go pay attention to the list that's in the book, that's on the text, and you can still put more in this week. Is that right, Brother Lorenzo, or all week? All week. All week. Amen. And at this time, we want to pause and say happy birthday to those celebrating this week. On March the 10th, Quentin Ingram. March 11th, Paige Curry. March 13th, Promise McMahon. March 13th, Shelley Harden. March 14th, Khalil Griffin. And March 14th, 2018, Naima Knight. Did I miss anyone's birthday this week? Amen. Amen. So at this time, we'll ask the honorees to remain seated, and everyone else please stand and give it all you got. That's why it's going to be good singing.
Our delegate for our
fine-tune the request. They're asking to help try to offset some of the budget expenses, different things that they, so we're going to wait until they fine-tune how they want to ask for support. Amen. All right, at this time, Nikki Mills,
good morning, JC.
Good morning.
First, I just want to say thank you to everyone that purchased something on this weekend. We really appreciate you. But the big weekend is this weekend. We need all hands on deck. We need volunteers to donate items for our concession stand. Ms. Mars will send out a message later. And if you can donate something, please, please help us out this weekend. We appreciate you. And if you haven't got a ticket, please get one. You don't want to miss this weekend on Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Mills, along with her team. They're working hard for the gospel concert. And this Saturday, so make sure we're able to pull in and get our tickets for the celebration. We're going to have a wonderful time. Wonderful time here in our church. This is our fourth annual celebration with our gospel concert. So make sure that you come. If you're not able to come, purchase a ticket and bless someone else while with the ticket. Amen. And it's for the operation of our church here at Dallas Chapel Church, okay? And you all see what we're doing. You see what we're doing. You see where your money is going. You're at Dallas Chapel. So you're not in the blind. You shouldn't be confused. You see what you're doing, and you see where your giving is going. Amen? And I'm so thankful again for our school board for being very transparent with everything. Our trustee board and also our church, very transparent with everything here in our church. So let's be prepared for that. So you see all the announcements within our bulletin, the class of court, I won't go through all of these different things, but thank you, thank you, thank you. That's it. All right. Yes, sir. Okay. Amen. All right. Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Good. Y'all smile. Amen. 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 Men. Amen. We need all the men. All men. Amen. 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 Dr. Thompson, amen. We need all men to remain out the church, okay? All men, just for 3 seconds, you know, or for 3 minutes. All men, all men, all men. Who's strong? Well, all men, just state that, all men, amen. Thank you all, thank you all, thank you all. We'll take off. Thank you. All right, let's go. Officers, come on and lift up our offering, and we'll quickly dive into the word of God.
Amen.
Source.
your face, and these are your people.
Yes, yes.
Is a 40-day season of prayer. Lent season is a 40-day season of fasting. Lent season is a 40-day season of repentance. During this particular season, it is designed to prepare us as believers for Easter. It's designed to get us spiritually prepared for the big day. Lenten season is a season that helps us the word, the will, and the ways of God. It started at Wednesday, and it ends Holy Saturday before Easter Sunday. 40 days represents the time when Jesus was tempted by the enemy.
shown them up. God said his love will introduce to you everlasting life. His life or his salvation will never fade away. It will never be deleted in your life. Everlasting means everlasting. And I thank God for that revelation this morning, because it helps me to stay on course. It helps me to be grateful and thankful for God's terrific call in my life. Because stuff fades away. The house is fading away. The car is fading away. That nice dress you have on is fading away. That suit is fading away. But the relationship with God, that surrender call, will never fade away. And I thank God for that this morning. Because whenever you ever stand before the Lord, that will really count. Not stuff, but your relationship with the Lord. And whenever you stand before God, you want to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful a few things. Now I'll make you a ruler over me. So not only you must remember. Go to Acts 3 and 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Point number two is repent. Turn away from sin and seek a renewed relationship with God. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When times of refreshing shall come from the presence of God, a season of reflection, Lent season, compels us to repent. Repentance means stop doing wrong and start doing right. Amen. You don't have to over-spiritualize it. You don't have to sound deep. You don't have to be a theologian, a professor. It simply means stop doing wrong and start doing right. It's not a feeling. It's an action. He said, repent and be converted. In other words, when you repent from within, it'll show up from without. He didn't say, feel bad about what you're doing. He said, cut it out. Repentance is more than just feeling bad about what you're doing. Before we got converted, we felt bad about a whole lot of stuff we were doing, but we just kept on doing it, amen? But when repentance kicked in, we stopped in the mess. We stopped participating in things that were designed to sabotage our relationship with God and sabotage our relationship with one another. A season of reflection will cause us to repent of our sins. And all church of the living God, repentance is not a 360, but repentance is a 180. Lord have mercy, y'all. By the mission shout, to repentance is not a 360, but repentance is a 180. You got to cut it off. You got to stop it, because the God that you serve, he's going to hold all of us accountable. We got to stand before God and give an account of our stewardship. That's why you don't lie on people, because God will hold you accountable. That's why you don't gossip about people, because God will hold you accountable. That's why you don't pull people down, call them names, picking on people, teasing people, because God is going to hold you accountable. And I don't know about you all, when I stand before that righteous judge, again, I want to see my Savior looking at me with a smile on his face, saying, come on, Junior, boy, you've been good. important. Who can testify that yes, you are saved and you sanctified. You Holy Ghost filled and you are baptized. You looked at your hands and your hands look new. You looked down at your feet and they did too. Yes, when the Lord comes on the inside, you can't help but repent. When you've done something wrong, it'll mess with your conscience. When you've done someone bad, you can't sleep at night. You got to strain that mess out. Why? Because the Lord, he'll pull on you. He'll tug on you. If it doesn't bother you, you got a hole in your soul. And the only one who can fix that hole is God himself. Say yes!
Wait upon the Lord
Come on, praise the Lord. 2 minutes. About 2 minutes, right here, Brother Reed and Sister Reed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're getting ready.
Men.
He said, what? Y'all out the door. Are y'all ready? That's how I pray about who I'm missing for. Me and stay. Stay, me.